Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes David Allen, Tom Perkins, and Josie Show VIP member Frazier Newcomb. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasadena. And now, because she thinks the government should have an agency in charge of regulating candy prices, Josie Pasadena.
Another episode of The Josie Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight, whether you're still at work and listening to us on your phone or you're at home sitting right by your computer. Woo! So as you heard, we have an amazing, amazing show. You probably heard it on Facebook. I restarted my Twitter, so I've been tweeting it posting it everywhere pretty much. So I'm very excited. We will catch up with Frazier Newcomb tonight and hear about his upcoming 2014 U.S. tour. I will also chat with Tom Perkins and David Allen. So we'll get to know them and their music a little bit better. So it's going to be a really great night. I kind of had candy before the show, so I'm a little hyper. So it's going to be a really good show. I'm very excited about that. How about we get started? Because I know my first guest is here. Yes?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I have a question for you.
Okay, what's the question?
Since I'm coming to Chicago in like a week and a half or so,
yes.
2 weeks, I got 2 bags of cheesy balls. Is that going to like keep you busy for an hour?
Maybe at least 30 minutes, but, you know, it's all good.
Okay, I'm bringing my camera because I got you some disguises for when you make public appearances. We could sneak you out, so we got to get pictures of you in them.
All right, well, that sounds very interesting. Thank you. I cannot wait. That is going
to
be very, very interesting. I assume that people on Facebook and Twitter will get quite a show and review of what's been going on, because it's going to be very interesting. As my producer is shaking her head, nope, you're not getting any review from that.
And I'm thinking my tools to fix everything that Tina kind of took apart.
Yeah, that's quite a few things, so you have your work cut out for you. Just saying. But I want to really get crack-a-rackin' because we have a packed show here. So let me start off by welcoming my first guest for tonight. Everyone, please welcome David Allen to the show. Woo!
Hey, how you doing, Miss Josie?
I'm doing so great. How are you? I'm very excited to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You have to have the applause.
You listen to that? That sounds like a sold-out crowd right there, don't it?
Yep. We are so glad that you're here. I'm very excited. Well, I talked to you a little bit when you called into, what was that, my anniversary show? I don't remember. I think it was my anniversary show. You called in, so I got to talk to you a little bit then, and, you know, I've been excited ever since, because now we get to do a full interview. We'll get in-depth.
Well, thank you. If that was before yesterday, I don't remember.
Absolutely. So, yes, I am just beyond excited. And I really want to kind of start from the beginning. You know, I know that music, you know, started pretty young for you, and your grandfather was a big influence on you. Can you tell us a little bit about that, story about that?
Well, yes, as far as my granddaddy goes, I've been around him since I was young. He was a fiddle player. He did play for George Young back in the early 70s. So, I mean, I shouldn't really say that, showing my age, but You know, he used to bring us kids over, my brothers and myself, you know, whenever he was playing, and we got to hang out a little bit with them. I don't remember too much about George, you know, but as far as my granddaddy goes, yeah, he pretty much instilled the love of music into me. So, yeah, I mean, he played Orange Blossom Special like nobody could. I mean, how can you not like that song?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
But there's not a whole lot to say about, you know, but it's one of those things that over the years I've just learned to love it more and more, you know, as I went along. So.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm poor and I'm a musician.
I love it.
That's about it.
How could you not?
I know.
How could you not? I mean, growing up with your, you know, growing up with your grandfather doing the same thing, I mean, you've seen that a lot, you know, so, I mean, how could you not, you know, follow in that footstep, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, it's just being around it for so much that you grow accustomed to it, and either you're going to get tired of it or you're going to love it, one or the other, you know.
Exactly.
So, just learn to love it, you know, and if I did, and if I ever say anything bad about his playing, Lord knows I'd get it upside the head anyhow, so.
It was all love. Positive. You had to keep positive.
Exactly, so.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you chose the, you know, liking it instead of, you know, oh, annoying, because then we
exactly.
wouldn't have your music tonight.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, so. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm very excited. We do. We have your music. It's going to be so, so great. And, you know, I have to say something about your music. You know, one thing that always stands out to me about your music is that, you know, you never sing about someone else's life or ideas of what a song should be like. You really, you know, sing songs that tell parts of your story that you lived. You know, it's not some far-fetched, made-believe kind of story. So can you tell us about why that's important to you, to keep it real?
Well, I find that if you actually write the stuff about, you know, your personal experiences or people that might have been close to you and their experiences, it's a whole lot easier to tell your story to the people. It's a lot easier to draw them into, you know, pretty much into what your life was like. You know what I mean? So there's more heart into it, I should say.
Yeah.
So you know, it's just like, and unfortunately, I've had a blessed life. I'm not going to say that, but I've had a, or I will say that, but it's been a pretty rough life. So there's some songs that I'm sure the people are not going to believe. They're going to be like, no way.
Right.
But yeah, if I'm lying, I'm dying. There's some pretty wild stuff there.
I like that.
So.
I like that. That's a great quote. but I love that. I love that about your music is, you know, it is real. And you can tell that it means something to you because just, you know, by hearing your music. You know, it doesn't sound made up by any means. So,
well, thank you. That's a pretty big compliment right there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that made my day right there alone. So.
Good. I'm glad. And, you know, speaking about your music, you have a really great band behind you called Blackwater Lake. Really, really cool. Can you tell us about, you know, who makes up your band and the roles they all play?
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, I got Doug Zimmerly on the drums. Dougie is a crazy little man, but he's become one of my very best friends over the years. Love the guy to death. So I got him. I got Pete Gransberg, and he's on the bass. Very talented guy. This guy is. Got Greg Gibson on keys, and then I got Jimmy Sixstring, and he's on the guitars. Now, one of the songs you're going to be playing tonight, Mountain Jack's Legacy, I had a different guitarist on that one, and that was a gentleman by the name of Kevin Jones. And he's extremely talented as well, as you'll hear. But, he went and did his thing, you know, and he's doing well and everything. And then you got myself, you know, I just pretty much do the writing and the singing. That's about it. You know, a little guitar
great
here and there, but
yeah.
I won't charge nobody on that one.
That's a great team. I love it.
But yeah, they're a great bunch of guys. They really the music seriously, you know. And at the same time, you know, they can get pretty stupid, like the rest of us, you know. Just
yeah,
keeps it
interesting. You'll always have a good
definitely.
Time.
Definitely, especially Dougie. Oh my God! But anyhow. Yeah, that's pretty much the guys, you know. We pretty much play whatever we do play. So there's nothing ever the same coming out of anybody.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. You know, I know, I've seen that, you know, in the past that you've played in many bands and, you know, many genres of music. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why, you know, Blackwater Lake and, you know, just your stuff with this and, you know, doing the music that you play now?
Well, pretty much, I think what our music stands for now is pretty much everything. Because, you know, naturally the other guys have their different genres and everything, and I pretty much, I love everything. I love from the doo-wop of the 50s to, you know, Five Finger Death Punch. So where I'm at is I'm pretty much stuck between Ozzy Osbourne and George Jones, and I just try to find a way to collaborate everything where it actually makes sense to the listener.
Right.
So, I mean, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But it can get pretty crazy at times, you know, because I'll have a certain melody in my head for a song I write, and then next thing I know, you know, I got Jimmy trying to pull a blues tune out of it, you know, and then Pete wants to add brass and stuff, you know, and I like everything, so it gets kind of rough sometimes. But it works. You know, we tend to work it out, so.
Wow, that is so cool, though, that you're able to kind of incorporate everything else that, you know, the other guys like to, you know, put in there. You have many, many, you know, suggestions to help you out.
Yeah, and it seems to work, and I'm hoping for the listener, I'm hoping that no matter who they are, they're going to like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anybody actually out there moshing to anything I write. Because God knows I wouldn't even do it. But, we do what we do and try to make it work.
Yes, and it does. It definitely works for you. And, you know, I always am curious, with people who, you know, do their own songs and their own music and write, who did you, you know, really listen to? I mean, who's on your personal playlist right now? Who are you a fan of?
Oh, Lord. I'm going to say I really like Eric Church and Gary Allen. I love their style of writing as well as their, you know, vocal abilities and their musicianship. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to a whole lot of what's being played on the radio now, but I got some very good friends who are, and if I could plug them real quick, they're actually going to be on your show pretty soon that I listen to quite a bit. You know, Billy Jack Purnell and Steel Shot. Mm-hmm. I love those guys. Great bunch of guys. And I'm actually becoming friends with one of them, so I'm pretty honored about that. But I listen to them nonstop, you know, and Kenny Charlotte. But pretty much a lot of the underground stuff I like a lot. In fact, I just found out Whiskey Myers is in my town tonight. So if anybody knows who Whiskey Myers are, yeah, as soon as I'm done with this interview, I'm actually going to head over there and go see them.
Awesome.
So,
I love it.
But
that'll be great.
But yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great artists that are out on the radio now. Zach Brown, you know, Chesney, who couldn't love those guys? I just don't listen to a whole lot of the radio nowadays.
Right.
So,
so many different, you know, artists out. You know, the oldest stuff, of course. I mean, you have your George Straits, and then also, you know, the newer guys like, you know, Luke Bryan. I mean, there's so many different artists. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm a lot more old school. Mm-hmm. Per se, you know, I naturally love the Outlaws, you know, Waylon and Willie and Johnny and all them. But you don't hear them a whole lot on the radio nowadays, so.
Mm-mm.
So it's been said I got my man crush would be Eric Church or Gary Allen because I just love the guys.
Just definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, the list can probably go on and on. I mean, there's so many great, great artists out there. So that one's a hard question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's so many. Yeah, that was kind of a trick question. What are you doing putting me on the spot like that?
I know, I'm sorry. I'm tricking you already. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know, if you got 8 hours, I'll start going through the list alphabetically.
We're just going to get even deeper. We're getting deeper. I want to know a little bit more about the music that you have out right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, like I said, there's some that's a little heavier, a little more raw southern rock sound. There's some that's something's mainstream, you know, and some that's a little more traditional. It's all over the place, and you know, like with so many influences in my head, everything I write, it's a disaster up there. It really is. So, as far as our music goes, I like to say it's a little more to the outlaw side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we got some really great stuff coming up, and I think it's going to appeal to people a lot more. You know, as time goes by, we're actually focusing on better, you know, bigger and better production, bigger, you know, more musicianship and whatnot. And I'm not downplaying, you know, the guys by any means. They're awesome. But we're just looking to get bigger, you know, better. Try to get it out there a little bit and try to pay our rent.
Right. Absolutely. That's all you can do. Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you do such a great job. And we have, you know, your songs here. And how about we play your first song that we have for tonight called Mountain Jack's Legacy? And
okay,
we'll be
great.
Right back. I'm very excited about playing that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We will be right back. Here we go. Mountain Jack's Legacy by David Allen. Here we go. Legacy, and we're back with David Allen. Hello. And I know you have a lot of new music that you're finishing up, but can you, tell our listeners, can you purchase your music yet anywhere? Where can we go? Best places?
Well, right now, the only thing we really got out there is on ReverbNation.com. It's under Blackwater Lake. However, as far as websites and everything go, we're not going to pursue that just yet. We want to wait until we get a little closer to the album, and then pretty much just slam the cyber world with our stuff, and hopefully people will dig it enough to at least listen to it, So, there's quite a bit of, like I said before, quite a bit of good stuff that I really think a lot of people are going to be able to familiarize themselves with, and hopefully, the coolest thing in the world would be having somebody driving down the car and say, God, I remember that, when they weren't there, and it was me that was there,
So,
painting the picture is what it's all about, painting the picture for somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
But as far as that goes, right now at ReverbNation.com, there's a couple on there that are, the downloadable type, but other than that, just going to have to wait a few more months.
All right. Well, when that all comes out, we'll definitely let us know, and we'll advertise it, promote whatever you'd like. That'd be awesome.
Oh, we'll do it. I'll be all over your phone. Hey, it's ready. It's ready. Go.
Good. That's what we want. Thank you.
And speaking of which, I'm waiting for yours, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We'll let you know
you
as well.
You didn't know
for
I was going to plug you up.
Would love that. And then also Reverb, for your Reverb Nation, I just want to make sure that everyone gets the link right. So is it Reverb Nation, and then is it your name, or what's your link for that? I want to make sure everyone gets that.
If you just go on ReverbNation.com and search Artist Blackwater Lake, it'll be all over there.
Perfect.
So you'll hear it. And it's doing pretty well so far. I mean, it ain't even really that old, but it's doing pretty well so far. We're getting a pretty good response, so that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But as soon as that site's up, you can bet I'll be on your phone.
Sweet. Definitely let us know. We'll post it, and we'll do, very special things, and, we can do an update. I mean, whatever you would like. We'll definitely do that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a little kid, so I'll be all kind of excitable.
Awesome. Good. It'll be fun. It'll be really, 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 really fun. And, I love to ask questions about this kind of type of thing, because, I feel you can get as far as you want, but you always have to have that goal, that new step to reach in the ladder. So I was wondering what your biggest goal for your music career is. What would you say?
Yeah, my biggest goal?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be, I don't want to say this is my biggest goal for it, but to make a living out of it would be really nice. But I honestly, and you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but, I used to call my grandparents after I moved away, just check on my grandparents. And I'd always say to my granddaddy, I'd be like, what you doing? And he'd get that husky voice, I'll just sit here listening to the radio waiting to hear my baby on it. So, right now, I unfortunately didn't get across the airwaves before he passed. So I'm hoping right now he's, somewhere listening. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe this is my goal. If I never go any further, I kept my promise to my granddad, so I'm good with it. From here I can go on playing clubs or whatever, just to make a living. The days of the money and partying and all that stuff, that's just so far gone. Now it's just the love for it, and I kept my promise to my granddad. So your show is, it means a little more than, what a lot of people might think.
Oh, well, thanks. That's so great. I'm so glad that we, got to do that, because, that's the most important thing. And he's, definitely smiling down on you and loving this.
Yeah, well, he's old school, Vern Gosden and everything, so I'm hoping Mountain Jack didn't offend him too bad. He's probably up for cussing. Scott's probably like, hey, shut your mouth.
that's
the goal, and I think I pretty much achieved one of them at least tonight, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool.
For sure. That's so, so great. I mean, you know, you always have to have those goals, but I'm glad that you, at least with our show, was able to at least accomplish one of them tonight. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good.
So.
I'm honored.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered that you're honored.
I am. I definitely am. You know, and I think you are just wonderful. I'm a fan, and I just love, 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 love your music. I think you are just such a phenomenal artist and just, you know, it's so great. So I'm very honored.
Well, thank you.
True.
It's a good thing you're not on a television show. I'm so red-faced right now. I'm actually
honored.
So.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. Well, I'm glad. You know, and I'm very, very excited, though, because we have another one of your songs called Let You Down. So we get to play that. So how about we do that right now? Let's just keep the music going.
Sounds good.
Perfect. And we will be right back with you in just a moment. David, I want to play. By the wonderful David Allen, and we're back with him right now, so right here on Josie's show. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? I know you're finishing up with new music, but anything else in the works or going on?
Well, not really. You know, my main focus right now, my main dedication right now is to my band and, you know, my guys. I do a little bit of freelance writing here, you know, for here and there for other artists and whatnot. It's kind of rough, but, you know, that's pretty much the only real goals as far as projects go that I got going on. You know, like I said, I feel like I have a commitment, you know, to my guys. And, you know, naturally, you know, they're starving musicians as well as I am, you know, so we're all just looking for our 15 minutes in the sun, you know, before it's, right, before it's time to meet our maker. So that's the only project right now. But I mean, if I'm not going to say if another offer comes up, you know, that somebody has or something, you know, I'm definitely going to listen. I'm sure my guys are going to participate in something like that as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, so, I mean, shoot, I mean, if Alan Jackson wants us to open up, we'll work on that project for him.
You know? Heard that.
Exactly.
Petition
so.
Time, people. Start that. Oh,
but,
I love it.
But, yeah, as far as projects go, at this time, no, it's just the guys with me, so.
Right, right. Well, that's good, though. I mean, you are keeping busy and focusing and trying to figure out what you want to do next. I mean, hey, can't hate that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, I would never do anything without the guys, you know. It's just that level of commitment, you know, that's where I'm at with them.
Right.
And if I did, you know, definitely have to have their blessings on everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as it stands, I'm not going to do anything without my guys, ever, to be
Absolutely.
Totally honest with you. So, they're my family.
You hear all these,
they're my friends.
Was, yeah. You hear all these, you know, really crazy stories about people, you know, how, you know, trying to, you know, venture on their own and then, you know, completely forget about everything else and are just like, you know, I'm going to do this, sorry, I don't know what you're going to do, you know, kind of type of stories. And you're just, you know, you feel for it. I mean, you feel bad. So I'm glad you're like that. You're just kind of, you know, you work with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely by no means going to leave my friends and family behind. I may not be good for much, but I'm pretty good at my word. So.
Well, that's good. That's all you need, really. That's awesome.
But that's where I'm at, though, as far as that goes.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect. And, you know, a fun question that we have for you, I love this question, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who would you say that was a highlight to meet?
You mean as far as the a professional musician or personally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything. Yeah.
Personally, I would say my granddad.
Yeah.
You know, he... just like I said before, he just instilled the love of music into me, and he believed in me right to the very end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say that it would definitely be my granddad. I've met several of the so-called, you know, stars or whatnot. Well, they are stars, you know, but I just
yeah.
But as far as that goes, I would have to say Colin Ray and Mark Chestnut really did a lot for me. And I remember there was a time when I was hanging out with Mark Chestnut on his bus one time before a show, and I sat down with him, and it was the coolest thing. It was just him and me and a couple acoustic guitars, and I wanted to sing almost goodbye with him. And I told him, you know, one day it'll be I'll be fishing with y'all. So, and but it was just so cool having him, you know, spend the time with me and whatnot. And he's the most down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet, Mark Chestnut is. But
wow.
as far as the other, you know, it's definitely my granddad.
Definitely.
So,
good answer.
So,
very good answer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, when that first one comes out, it's for him.
Absolutely.
So.
Love that. You know, I think you are just incredible, and you do it for all the right reasons. I mean, that's the most important thing. You do it for all the right reasons. And, you know, I just think it's incredible. And we did run out of time, but I really want to thank you so, so much for taking the time to come on the show. And we'd love to have you back on anytime. All right?
Oh, Lord, well, I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be on the show. This is great.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, but before you do go, I want to ask you, though, this is probably the most important question that I have, you know, down here. So the most important question is, how are those cactuses doing in Arizona? Most important question.
Oh, my Lord. You know, I actually forgot all about that. the cactuses are fine. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine now, so.
Good. I'm glad. That's, you know, I just was curious. I was worried, you know, last time I talked to you. I was just, you know, I was concerned. So, but
yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah, everything's good now, so I haven't had any incidents since. So, but next year on the holidays, I think I'm going to have somebody else do the decorating for me.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So,
good plan.
Yeah, that's pretty much a pain in the butt, literally.
Yeah, literally. I was just going to say, that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, so let me ask you one little fun question here while I got you on the phone.
Okay.
Since we're talking about the holidays and cacti and everything, you know, that's kind of a weird thing, you know, get a cactus in the butt, but it's even a little stranger to have mascot squirrels putting pudding down your clothes. I mean, come on now. Ain't you got a dark dog for that?
You won that one. You won.
Okay, so
you won, hands down. Yup. I do seem to have a crazy mascot squirrel that likes to put pudding in my shoes and other places. I don't know. But yeah, you won that one. That's a little crazy.
Okay, so we'll call it even then. Save on the explanation.
We're even. I love it. It was such a funny story. Oh, goodness. That is awesome. I thank you so, so much. You are hilarious. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay, for some more fun.
I would love it. It's an honor having you as a friend and a fan, Miss Josie.
Absolutely. You're part of the family now, so whether you like it or not.
Good deal.
After my taxes question, you may not like it very much.
Well, you know, it's too bad for me, right? Too bad.
Love it.
But it's been great talking to you. It's been a lot of fun.
Great time talking with you. We'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Take care, Miss Josie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. David Allen, everyone. Thank you so much. I love it. He's such a good sport. so much fun talking with him. All right. So, next guest is here. So, everyone, please welcome Tom Perkins to the show. Woo-hoo.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. Woo! Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to add my own in there. Yes. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're freezing down here in Nashville right now, but probably not quite as cold as you guys are up in Chicago, so.
Oh yes. I feel your pain. It's pretty crazy by us as well.
I know.
So we're trying to keep warm.
I know. Well, it's pretty cold down here. I've actually got two of my horses in my garage right now because I ran out of stall space at the farm. So, no kidding.
Oh, poor things are cold, too.
It is. My roping horse is a little older, and so I needed to I ran out of stall space, and he has a hard time. So I turned one of my garage spots into a horse stall and keep him in there overnight so he doesn't go down.
Right.
It's cold temperature. Oh. He's an old man. He can't make it.
That is so cute. Man, would I love to have a horse. I used to do horseback riding, but I've never owned a horse. I don't think we can do that in Illinois, to be honest with you, but man, would I love to. They're beautiful creatures.
They are. What's going on with you?
I know. I hear you. We gotta move to Nashville just so we can get a horse. Just saying.
Come on down.
I'm coming. For sure. That is incredible. You know, I really want to start at the beginning because you have a lot of really, really cool things, you know, happening. And also, I love your music. So we get to play those as well tonight. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. No problem. But, you know, I really want to start, you know, kind of at the beginning because you come from a place of real country, as you mentioned. So can you tell us how that makes your music more than, you know, just a country sound? I mean, it's pretty authentic. So please tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up on a Beefmaster cattle farm down in Alabama, and down in Talladega County, Alabama. I'm from a little town called Sylacauga, and grew up, you know, going to cattle sales and with my dad, and every Saturday morning working cattle during the week and that kind of thing, and grew up playing bluegrass, and spent most of my years growing up playing bluegrass. And you know, I just, you know, in country music, you know, I guess, or maybe even in any genre of music, from when it comes to a writing standpoint, kind of an axiom is write what you know. And and for a while, I was commuting, driving back and forth the interstate between Nashville and Alabama, and I would drive those drives. And I think the thing is that as a writer, you know, and I see this up in your part of the country too, there's something about when you're driving down the interstate or driving on a county road or whatever, and you look out and you see a guy on his tractor and he's out in the middle of 1,000 acres of field and he's out there plowing or combining, you know, hay or whatever he's doing, that, I don't know, there's just something about that that I think is absolutely beautiful. It does something to my heart. And I feel that way about the Appalachian Mountains being the hills up in those hollers up there. And so I don't know what it is. There's something about it that ministers to my soul. And so I try and paint pictures about the stuff that I love about being from the country and being from the South and being here in the foothills of the Appalachians and farm life. I love the quietness of it. And that's part of my music. Some of my other stuff is about playing in honky tonks. I had a conversation with my dad today about that.
Oh, really?
About some of my songs. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a Christian you know, but some of my songs are pretty rowdy and tell some stories that maybe some folks might not agree with. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, you need to understand, I just paint the pictures. That doesn't necessarily mean I agree with the story that's going on,
right.
You know. But anyway, I just paint the pictures, you know. I just try and paint real life as I see it and tell the story and then let the listener be the judge.
Definitely. Because somewhere down the line, someone will, you know, be going through what you're talking about, and it'll touch somebody out there in
this
big world.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing, you know, when you're out in the world, whether you're playing honky tonks or you're networking around Nashville or you're out on a farm or whatever, you know, most of my songs come from real things that I've either been a part of or witnessed or had conversations with friends about. So I'd say that's what influences my music. I try and not write too much about things that I know. And on any song that I wrote that you hear, there's definitely a story behind it. It's rarely just I have no idea what that's about. There's usually a person or a place or a combination of them that's behind the music.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, my favorite songs, well, probably why I'm really into country is because, you know, usually with country songs, normally, there's, you know, great stories involved that are, you know, not some fictional, crazy, made-up, you know,
yeah.
thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's more from the heart, and you could actually understand what they're going through just by painting a picture of what you're hearing through the music. So I think that's what I love about it, too. Important.
Yeah, and I think I hope it is. That's part of what's reflected in at least the music that I put out. And I'm not you know from listening to my music that I probably take a little more traditional slant on things. That being said, as a writer, I also write stuff that maybe is less traditional that I might not put on my record. But I've never been, even though I'm a big fan of traditional country, and bluegrass and Americana. I'm also a huge fan of Jason Aldean and Brantley Gilbert Lady Antebellum. And I love a lot of different sounds because I listen to jazz and bluegrass and blues. And as long as it's good music, that's really all I care about, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Same way. And, you know, I mean, you mentioned some really, really great ones, but who would you say are, you're a real fan of? I mean, top three. I mean, I know this is a really hard question. There's so many great artists out there. But who do you really listen to?
New artists?
Yeah, sure.
Or in the past?
Anything you would like,
say,
yeah.
You know, in the new artist category, probably one of my favorite voices on the radio is Joe Nichols. I think Joe is probably one of the purest country voices that we've had on the radio in the last, 10, 15 years. I'm a huge fan of what he does. I really enjoy what Eric Church does. Really love that. That's on the male side. From a female vocalist, Ashley Monroe owns me. She absolutely owns me. Her and what Miranda are doing, and Casey Musgraves. I just, I was always a huge Leanne Womack fan and still am. I'm not a very star-struck person, but I believe, and I'm not a signature or a photo opportunity guy, but I would definitely, Leanne Womack, I'd probably fold her laundry for her if she wanted me to. And then in the past, I'd say, I'm a huge Merle Haggard fan. Cash is an influence, but more as a real youngster, just in terms of, I just thought he was cool. And I just thought there's nobody any cooler than Johnny Cash when I was a kid, and made me want to play the guitar. And so those are some of my big influences from the past. Keith Whitley, and then there have been just so many great ones along the way. Mark Chestnut, Daryl Singletary, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, there are so many great ones. But you listed pretty much the main ones that, are great ones. I mean, I listen to them as well. I mean, just pretty much everybody that you mentioned are really, really good ones.
You've got some great folks. You know, unfortunately, and this is the sad part. I'll just touch on this for a second. Let me tell you what, guys like Kevin Fowler out of Texas, amazing dude, a great writer, great singer, great entertainer. A new guy like Cody Johnson, also out of Texas, Trent Wilmond is producing him. Great music. And heck, this guy that I literally just found him when I went to your website today. We printed up on Facebook and we actually talked back and forth a bunch. This guy, Mike LeBlanc, runs with Canada. Holy cow.
I know.
What a voice, what a sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
That guy knows what – I told him, I said, where's New Brunswick? And then when I saw it was, I said, you sure you don't have Ken in Texas? Because he doesn't sound
amazing.
Canada.
Absolutely. It's amazing. And, there's so many amazing independent artists that, you would love to hear on the radio or, see on TVs and all over the world. But it's so crazy, it's really hard to, make that happen.
It is. The industry's changed a lot in the last few years, but that's okay. I think we're, those of us that are out here doing it, hopefully we're learning to adjust and still make it happen from an occupation standpoint.
Definitely. It is. It's a tough one, but you're definitely doing your thing. And I love this next song. I really want to play it right now. We actually have a couple songs of yours tonight. Well, three.
Cool.
And the first one I would love to play is called Country Soul. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I'd love to.
I wrote that with Jeremy Bussey, another guy from Alabama, but who's a great writer here, writes for Universal Music. Great friend, amazing writer, and he and his wife are both good friends. And I kind of had that together and went to Jeremy and I said, hey, man, the first time we wrote together, we sat down and finished that song out. And And I like it. I think it speaks to a lot of different issues. Some are fortunate and some maybe less fortunate going on in the country right now. So.
Right. Right. Absolutely. It's such a great song, and I'm very honored that it was sent to us, and I'm very honored to play it right now.
Thank you very much. We'll listen to it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Here we go. Let's do it. Country Soul. Tom Perkins. See you at that.
Spent 20 years working hard, raising corn and building cars. Days that pink slip showed up in the mail. Told his wife it'd be alright, they were pretty good at barely getting by. Now the family farm's put up for sale. You can hear the lonely auctioneers cry as a bitter, salty tear falls from his eye. He says, what do you give for this John Deere tractor? 500 acres of lush green pasture, make me an offer. It's all gotta go. Where do you go when you find out too late? You got nothing left cause you're giving it away. Our legacy's worth its weight in gold. It's the auction of country soul. Rusty tools and old tire swing, boxes full of everything. Strangers sifting through their yesterdays. Now it's time to pay the price of the foreign cars parked in the drive, watching as they haul it all away. And you hear, what do you give for this John Deere tractor? 500 acres of lush green pasture, make me an offer. It's all gotta go. Where do you go when you find out too late? You got nothing left cause you're giving it away. Our legacy's worth its weight in gold. It's the auction of our country soul. Save a dime just to make a buck, with a problem in the mirror staring back at us, saying, what do you give for this John Deere tractor? 500 acres of lush green pasture, make me an offer. It's all gotta go. Where do you go when you find out too late? You got nothing left cause you're giving it away. Worth its weight in gold. It's the auction of our country soul. Of our country soul, Lord, Lord.
Was Country Soul, and we are back with Tom Perkins on the Josie Show. And I know a lot of people now being able to hear your song here, want to purchase your music and have it on all their iDevices, iPhone, etc. Where's the best places?
We're on iTunes, Amazon, and almost all of the digital download sites that are out there. You can go, you can go to either one of those. You can also go to my website, and it'll link you up with any of those sites at www.tomperkinscountry.com, and it'll link you up to my Facebook page and my Twitter and all that stuff, and you can get on the email list and everything. We're looking at some new formats actually coming in the future. Working on some new songs in the studio right now, and we're looking at possibly right now the album is out on the normal outlets, but we're looking at possibly for lack of a better term, an all-you-can-eat buffet sort of situation of music, where maybe in the future we make it to where people that are fans of the music, they can sign up and they'd pay just a small fee for the year, and they can download everything from the past and everything from the future, and we just keep adding to the buffet of music, and you can continually download and listen to everything that's put out there. So basically, for a fee, you'd be able to download everything, whether it's an acoustic song, whether it's a full band song, whatever. Mm. They'll be able to, that's coming. So that's something we're working on right now. But for
that
now,
is,
it's on Amazon.
Yeah. Wow. That is incredible. I've never heard of that before, but what a really, really cool thing. I like that, the buffet of music.
Yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. That's the way we roll down here.
I like that. I love that. I love that. I'm very excited for that. I'm definitely, when that all, you know, is situated and finished and, you know, it's up and running, I would definitely would love to promote that so people can join in on the buffet.
Okay. Yeah, as a waitress told me at a little buffet that I ate at one time over in North Carolina, if you leave hungry, it's your own fault.
It's true. That should be like a quote on everybody's windows, right on a buffet. That should be the
little
quote. Mm-hmm. I like that. That
yeah,
is awesome. Well, I'm very excited to join the music
it.
Buffet. Oh yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening and giving us a shout out on your program. I appreciate what you're doing in general with independent country artists that are out there trying to get our music out there to the people. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy doing it because I get to talk to wonderful people like yourself and just have a blast. I mean, this is a dream come true. So thank you very, very much. And
absolutely.
I'm just honored that you came on the show. Thank you.
thank you.
Yes. You know, and I want to, you know, for sure get out all of your music and all of your, you know, details so people can find you. So can you give us, you know, your social networking sites and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, you can go to www.tomperkinscountry.com. You can go there, and that's kind of a one-stop shop. You can click on the Facebook or the Twitter icon. It'll take you out there. You can go to Tom Perkins Music is the Twitter handle. Or you can go to Tom Perkins on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tom Perkins Country, and you can find my artist page that way. And we'll be updating some sites. We've got some cool merchandise coming out soon. Some cool Country Soul T-shirts. They're gonna be coming out soon. I'll send you one. I'll have to get up with you and get your address, send you a Country Soul T-shirt when we get those in here in a few weeks.
Thank you, so cool.
And we'll get some, and occasionally, because I am a writer, I'll put out, you know, just on like my Facebook or on my website, I'll put out maybe an acoustic song that we've gone in the studio and cut before we ever put it out as a full band thing. So, and then you can also, I don't remember what the website is, but you can also find me on YouTube. I've got a YouTube site with videos on there, taking it some different shows, some various club shows and that kind of thing. And hopefully this year we'll put out a regular music video. So.
Sweet. Well, we have something to look forward to there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're rolling on. We're leaning forward.
We are. Wow, you are definitely keeping busy, putting out really great things for the fans. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, we got a buffet.
Well,
we got some merchandise coming. I mean, can't
get
any better
than that.
That's what
it's all about.
Exactly.
I was just talking to a guy tonight at the gig. I'm actually in the middle of a gig right now tonight, and I was talking to the club owner, and I told him, I said, you know, the bottom line for me, at least, my approach is that you know, as an artist, I'm creating it and it's something I'm doing. But in terms of for anybody that would download my music, anybody that would buy my CD or come to a show or whatever, at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, it's about them. It's not about me. And I really mean that, because anybody that goes and downloads a song or downloads a CD or does any of that stuff, those people have worked real hard
especially in this economy. They work real hard for that money that they spent for that download. They work real hard for that $10 or whatever they paid to get into a show or that T-shirt that they bought. And if you don't respect that and you don't thank people and tell them how much you appreciate them, because they don't have to. And you know what? The club owners don't have to either. And so I'm just appreciative of people like yourself, club owners. You know, y'all are what makes this happen. Otherwise, in order to hear Tom Perkins' music, you've got to come to Nashville and come to the farm and sit around a bonfire on a Saturday night. That's the only way you're going to hear it otherwise. So.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I think that is so great. It's true. It's true. I mean, the fans definitely. And, you know, and you have really dedicated fans and people who really enjoy what you do and are thankful for what you do. And so, I mean, I love that you give back and you make sure that, you know, whatever they pay for is, you know, amazing.
Top
line. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And, you know, I have another song here, and I think we're going to play the third song. We're going to play that at the end of the show during our, you know, music extravaganza. I don't know. We can call it something.
Okay.
But we'll make something special out of that. And so let's play this song right now, Right Amount of Wrong, and we'll be right back, okay?
Great. Let's
do it. All right. Here we go. Right Amount of Wrong. Be right back with Tom Perkins.
All right.
Here we go. If it comes on.
Highball glass melted on the ice. Willie's was my favorite place. Good drinks and bad advice. I was just about to pay my time, head out toward the door, when she sat right down beside me. So I ordered her one more. Felt like breathing in a cigarette. Had one in years, taking that shot of whiskey after drinking too many beers. Angel with a pitchfork singing that siren song. She was just the right amount of wrong. Before I knew what hit me, she had me by the hand, holding me real close to the rhythm of a country band. Knew that she'd be troubled by the wild look in her eyes. Want a taste of her sweet kiss, made me realize. Felt like breathing in a cigarette when you ain't had one in years. Taking that shot of whiskey after drinking too many beers. Angel with a pitchfork singing that siren song. She was just the right amount of wrong. Oh, song. Oh,
again. That was the right amount of wrong. And we are back right now with Tom Perkins. And a little question here for you. Are you currently working
sure.
on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works that you've been working on?
Yeah, we're working on some new songs for an EP to come out later on this year. The album that we've been playing cuts off of just came out in August, and so letting that kind of take its time, and then but we're going in and working on some new stuff, staying in kind of that that a little more traditional or honky tonk style stuff. We've got some new songs that are going to be the next project will probably be an EP, whereas the last one was a full album. Probably, hopefully, come out with that maybe in the fall of this year is what we're looking at. You know, you got to sell some from the last one in order to pay for the next one.
Right, I hear you.
But we're going ahead, going in and kind of some new things, and what we may do is put a few singles out in the meantime. We've got something, got kind of a cool song working on right now called Won't Need a Glass. It's going to be kind of a cool song, and probably put that out as a single maybe between now and then.
Very cool. I'm very, very excited for that. I'm very excited for your new stuff, and we'll promote it. Just let us know when it comes out, all right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll send it to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Sweet, sweet. And, I just have to say a big, big thank you for coming on. We did, unfortunately, run out of time, but we'd love to have you back on any time for an update whenever you're available, all right?
Absolutely. Sure. Thank you so much again. I sure do appreciate it. I like to say, thank you for folks like yourself and y'all promoting, those of us that are out here banging out, hitting the honky-tonks and clubs and out there booking shows and meet and greet and doing what we do because it means the world to us to have folks like yourself helping get the word out, play our music. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, Josie, for having me on and look forward to meeting you. Are you going to be down here during? Are you coming down during CRS at all to Nashville?
I think so. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
What's that?
I think so. Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, look, we need to get together and go break bread or something while you're down here,
awesome.
I can as we say, so I can shake and howdy with you while you're down here in Nashville.
That sounds awesome. I love that. That sounds amazing. I will definitely be there, and I cannot wait to meet you. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Well, let's do it. We'll put it on the calendar.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. I'm very, very excited
about that.
And we'll chat to you soon.
See you when you're down here. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. See you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Awesome. Bye. Tom Perkins, everyone. Thank you so much, Tom.
Good night, Jesse.
Good night. Good night. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. I had so much fun talking with Tom Perkins. So, yes, we got to talk to David Allen and Tom Perkins, and now I believe our next guest is here. We get to do a little catch-up, and you know how much I love ketchup, especially on hot dogs and potato chips. Okay, anyway, I'm very excited. why are you rolling your eyes at me, Miss Producer? Why? So here is our little catch-up with Fraser Newcomb. Here we go. Hello.
Fraser. Hello. How are you
doing? Hi. I'm doing so well. I'm doing very great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. And how's everything going down there?
Pretty good. Cold, but good.
Cold? How cold is it there?
Oh my goodness! Oh, I don't even know, but there's so much snow and it's very sad. It's very sad. It is. It's a very sad sight. It really is. But we're trying to keep warm here. But I'm very, very excited to talk with you again. I'm very excited. You've been doing some really awesome things.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm very excited to be talking to you again. It's been a while.
It has been. It has been. I'm very, very excited. You know, and for those that, you know, may have missed your prior interview, it is in our archives, by the way, at our website, justshow.com, so you can listen to that and catch up, you know, with Fraser Newcomb. But can you tell everyone a little bit about where you're from and the type of music that you play for those who are new?
Well, I'm from Nova Scotia, the Halifax, Nova Scotia area, where the just next door to where Hank Small was born,
yes,
in Liverpool. And then my father actually worked with Hank Snow, and I think everybody's familiar with Hank Snow and who he is and was, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on the fishing boats that when he was a young fella, Hank Snow did, and then my father worked on the same boats, which wasn't too far away from here. And then they went in and played dance halls and stuff like that before he hit the big times down when he went to Nashville and had his own radio show. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I grew up with music all around me. My father was a musician, my mother was a musician, and most of my siblings are musicians, and they sing and whatnot. So we used to have a family band all the way along. So then I branched out on my own in later years, and I started writing songs and. Here I am today talking to you now, way down there on the Josie Show.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I love it. You have a very, very talented family. I mean, everyone is doing, you know, something, whether, you know, they're a songwriter, artist, or play an instrument. I mean, it's really, really cool. Very neat.
Yeah, we do a lot of family shows. My sister's on the last CD. I think I gave you a copy of the last CD, did I not?
Yes.
Yes, I think it was. The Down East Trio, that's my sister on the right there with the red shirt on. And she's a singer-songwriter. She plays banjo and she plays guitar. And then the other lady, she's our drummer, of course, and so on. And I write the songs. I write most of my own material. I wrote a song about Hank Snow. As a matter of fact, they're having a big 100th birthday celebration in May down here for Hank Snow, which will probably draw 5,000 or 6,000 people anyway. And that's in Liverpool, at the hometown where he was born. And I'm on that show in May, along with about 10 other bands. And that's going to be a major... Well, it's going to be a major celebration. I think that there's some big names coming out. Actually, Hank Snow's son is going to be coming down for that. Jimmy Snow. And... And I don't know who else is that. I don't know if you ever heard tell of Carol Baker or not. Carol Baker's she's a major singer. She's been in Nashville and all that. She's big time. So excuse me because I got a bit of a cold, but that's all right. So that's all what's going on down here, and I'm working on some new stuff, of course. And then we had planned a tour for down your way, down in Nashville, and down on the Wheeling Jamboree and stuff like that, but that has been put ahead a bit now. I've just got the word from Roger Woods tonight because we're pending more shows. And so we're going to put it ahead. It was supposed to take place in March, but I think it's going to move forward for another couple of months, I think, in order to give us time to book more shows.
Right. I see that. I'm very, very excited about that, you know, the 2014 tour here in the States. I'm very, very excited about that. Is there any more, you know, details that you could tell us about that? Or, I mean, how excited are you? That's really neat.
Well, we were really, really excited about it. We were going to be on the Wheeling Jamboree, and due to some scheduling problems, I think, came up there. And then we're going to be in Nashville on the Keith Bradford radio show. I believe you're familiar with Keith Bradford.
Yes, absolutely.
I know Keith quite well. And the J. Raleigh Jones TV show. And we were going to do a show at the Sam Ash Music Center and do a video there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a couple of things that's come up, and we need more, to, you know, in order to make it feasible, we got to book a few more shows. because the Wheeling Jamboree has been canceled, so
mm-hmm.
that's out. And actually the only, so that, so we're trying to get down your way and down around Texas, down around Little Rock, and down that way. And we're supposed to move on up in Georgia, but that hasn't come about yet.
Mm.
So there's all kinds of things in the making, but nothing's concrete yet, I guess we could say.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm very excited. We definitely have to check out one of your shows when you come this way. But would this be your first tour in the U.S.?
It'll be. And where are you located, actually? What is the name of your town?
Oh, yeah. We're in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Chicago.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So
we're coming.
So we're going to have to try to take it. We're going to have to try to take in a show around Chicago somewhere. So you can be our promoter, can you not?
Oh yeah, you got that right. Absolutely. Definitely. We'll come down to one of your shows here, and we'll broadcast live or do something special. I mean, hey, sounds great.
Oh, that sounds great. That's right. Yeah, then that'd probably be. A few months down the road, I'm sure you'll be talking to Roger on that one.
Roger Woods, who's
my promoter. He's a great guy, and he's done a lot for me so far, and he's been working really, really, really hard at getting me down there and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And with this new CD out, the Pathway of Tears, I understand, is on your charts down there.
It is. A Pathway of Tears is actually doing very, very well on Country Blast Radio. It's in rotation, and everybody is, highly, highly enjoying it. It was in our top 20, and, it's a great, 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 great song, and we absolutely love it, and everybody else is just taking so highly of it and really enjoying it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so pleased to hear that. I'm so pleased that it turned out that way.
And we played in our pre-show as well, before the Josie Show.
Pardon me?
We also played during our pre-show, before the Josie Show, and we played
too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm so happy that you're playing, and so appreciative of the fact that you are playing it. And anyway, wants a copy of that, they can always call me or email me at FraserNewcomb.com, and they can find out all my website there. On my email address, and I can send them a copy, or they can call Roger Woods, he'll steer them in the right direction. Or my phone number is 902-772-2769. Anyone that's listening, you can call me, and I'll get the CD out to them if they want.
Perfect.
So there's all kinds of things, and they can go on my website. We're doing up a new website. It's just FraserNewcomb.com. And they can
mm-hmm.
check out where we're playing and all that and that type of thing.
Sounds great. Very, very easy to get in contact with you and make sure you check out the music and get the CD. I mean, you mentioned every place that you can do that, and it's very, very easy. And also, for those who want to, talk to you or get to know you better, can you give us your social networking sites or fun pages
like
that?
Just email me if you wish to. It's FraserNewcomb at BellAlliant.net. That's Fraser at BellAlliant, BellAlliant.net. Or they can call me, like I said, at 772-2769, area code 902. Or look me up on my website. Just Google it up. You'll see Fraser Newcomb, and you can get some information from there.
Perfect. And also, if you just type in your name as well, for easy access, Google is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to know anything, just Google her up. It'll pop up.
Yes, so. Fraser Newcomb on Google, and all of his pages will pop up for easy access. And, other than your tour, what else have you been working on or any upcoming projects that you could tell us about as a record?
Oh, I have many exhibitions and things down in Canada here, and we're
mm-hmm.
doing a TV show in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, another province. And we're actually lining up. I have a couple of step dancers that just joined my show, and they're awesome. And they're two young girls from PEI. And we did a show. We had a sold-out show at Christmas time with them. And now people are calling me to do another show with them. So I just got off the line with them a while ago. And we're lining up some shows for early spring around here and around Canada. So anybody wants to find out anything going on, I'm going to be putting a little video of them up on my website. So anyone wants to go there and have a look. They're really swell little step dancers. And that's one of the bigger things down this way. I don't know if you do that much down your way or not, but it's quite entertaining, actually.
Absolutely. Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, we don't do that here, but, I mean, I've seen it on, you can go on YouTube if you're not familiar, and it is very, very neat, I have to say.
I'm gonna flip the video over to you, and I'm going to email it to you, and you can watch it.
Perfect.
And you can see,
thank you.
It's your email. It's on your site here, isn't it? I think.
Oh, yeah. Just josie@josieshow.com. Right there.
josieshow.com.
Yeah, it's on our contact at
josieshow.com,
so very easy. And then we'll get it.
I'll flip that over to you tomorrow, and then you can just view it and see what you think. When next time we talk, you can pass judgment on it or whatever. But I think you'll enjoy it. It's different. The audience goes, they're ecstatic over them. They really, really, really like them down here. And they go over quite well. They're quite professional.
So cool. Definitely. Send that away. Send that to us, and we will check it out. And, I mean, that is very, very cool. I'm very excited to check out that. It's awesome.
Well, it sure adds to the show. It really does, because you know it's away from the singing, and then it just and an added touch to a show. It really does, and the audience love it, which is the big thing.
I bet.
So we'll
bet.
Do that. We'll get that done for you tomorrow. I was just talking to them, and I told them that would be. And you never know if it's good enough, we'll bring them with us on our tour.
Absolutely. That would be really, really cool. So you can kind of introduce that dance to the places that don't usually get to see it, you know?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't, you know, and down there. And that, I was talking to Roger about them. Roger saw them. I sent it to Roger. He's got a copy of it, and he thinks they're awesome.
Anyway,
it's just something new that we're working on. So.
That's amazing. I'm very, very excited for that.
So what else has been going? What else is going on down your way?
Well, I mean, the usual, just trying to stay warm, and I'm trying to, you know, I got some new music that I'm about to put out, and I have to, I have to record. That's always the first step. Yeah, so I can send those to you when those are done as well. So, but a lot of fun stuff. I'm also in school right now, so fun.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that. So pleased.
Yes. And you're keeping real busy. Real busy.
Yeah, we're busy. Everybody's busy in the music industry today.
It. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I love that you're, you know, keeping busy. And I know Roger always is full of really great ideas. He's a great show friend. I mean, Roger Woods Promotions. That's where he's from, Roger. And he's awesome. And, you know, I know that you've worked with him for, you know, quite a while now. I mean, I think that's just a great, great, you know, friendship. You guys work well together.
Yeah, he's a real, him and I get along well, and he's done good for me, there's no doubt. You know, he's got me out there, and he works hard, which is good, and he has a nice promotion, and he's honest and upfront, and that's what I like about him.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway.
I love it. And, you know, I think you are always just awesome to talk to and so great. We did run out of time, but I want to have you back on any time for an update. And, I mean, I always love talking to you. You know that.
Well, I like talking to you, and it's a real joy, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to talk to you, and you know, and I'm so happy that you're playing my music and appreciative of that, and just as long as you keep that up, and I'll be talking back to you again soon, and we'll have another interview when something new develops. I'll flip you over that video of the dancing girls and see what you think, and then we can go from there.
Perfect. I can't wait to see that, you know, those very talented girls, it sounds like, doing the dance. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. They're exciting. And then again, you can reach me at 902-772-2769 or go on my website, frasernewcomb.com. And you can email me or whatever you want.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check it out. You're always a great, great friend of ours. Frasier Newcomb, everybody. And we'll post all your information after the show. And come back anytime, okay? Anytime.
Thank you thank you very much now.
Thank you so much. Have a great night, okay? Talk soon.
And you also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Frasier Newcomb, everybody.
Now.
Good night. Awesome. And he's also a wonderful, wonderful VIP member. So we'll definitely always keep you posted with things that Frasier Newcomb is doing, and also, you know, give his links and all that other stuff. And he's so awesome. He gives, you know, all of his information out, so you will not be able to miss him, and you can talk with him. He's such a great, great guy. So please make sure you check it out. Now, I had so much fun talking with all three of my guests. They're always just so much fun to talk to, and I'm blessed to have all three of them take the time to come onto the show. We got to talk to David Allen, Tom Perkins, and we just talked with Frasier Newcomb. So also, before we go here, I do want to talk about VIP members and also, you know, announcements and also an outreach program info. So we have a lot to talk about before we wrap up. Hey, Peanut!
You know what time it is?
Oh no, what time? What?
It's time for the Peanut the Squirrel Show. Woo-hoo!
Oh,
and
God.
Tonight, my guest is Josie Passantino.
Woo! Who's that? I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm Josie, kidding.
What
I'm
are you
been
up to?
I am, well, let's see. Well, I've been doing school, and I've been working on my music. Pretty soon I'm going to be going into the studio to record Practice Boyfriend.
Well, it's only been like 2 years since you did a song, so, like,
yeah.
Why ain't you in the studio?
I'm behind. I know. I've been working so hard with my school. I'm in college, so that takes up most of my time. And then also the show. But, I mean, hey, it is never too late. So I'm very excited. I'm going back into the studio.
Well, just remember, no celebrity became rich and famous by going to school.
Stay in school, kids. Let's just have that. Peanut.
Do you want some pudding?
No, I think I'm good. I'm good with the pudding. you give me enough pudding. It's okay. I'm good.
There's always room for pudding.
That's true. Especially how you use it. You use it all the time.
How come it's only 3 degrees by you? That's like stupid. You should move.
Stupid. You should move. I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I love Illinois. Great people. I mean, I love it. But, I mean, the weather is, well... You know.
Yeah, you had like a high temperature of like 10 degrees. Like, whoa, I'm getting out my bikini.
Pretty much. I actually looked on my phone. That's the best part about iPhone apps. Is the weather app. It actually says that where I am in Illinois, colder than Alaska.
Don't about iPhone apps. Man, you're a horrible interview. Hey, Squirrely.
Yeah.
Let's go find Miley Cyrus. She could teach us how to twerk. Miley! Woo!
And I just got
if you'd
on.
Like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Oh man, he just rage quit. He just raged and just went out. It's okay, Peanut. I'm sorry. I know. But like I was saying, with the iPhone apps, I have a weather app, and seriously, Illinois is much colder than like Antarctica right now in Alaska, in the South Pole. Okay, and I did search. And my producer wanted me to point out that we are going to be not Antarctica.
I just want to let you know that Tina just tried to twerk like Miley Cyrus and kind of fell off the table, and I think she broke something.
I'm pretty sure I broke something. So what exactly did you want me to mention? Nothing? Okay, nothing? I messed that up, didn't I? It's all right. I think you've been drinking too much. I think you're out of it. But anywho, yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. And you know what I think is hilarious is I didn't even know that the South Pole and the North Pole existed. Is that bad? And I also thought that Santa Claus was like really there, but like he's probably not even cold because it's not even cold like there. You know what I mean? It's not cool.
Okay, I honestly couldn't get my mic on fast enough. What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's why you're fumbling for them.
Do you not see the arms flailing?
Because no. Listen. This is serious. Okay? Because Santa likes the cold because he wouldn't come at Christmas if you didn't like the cold, okay? And so I searched the North Pole, and it's really not that cold. Illinois is more cold, so why doesn't he just move and live in Illinois?
I'm more impressed.
I think you're forgetting something. South of the equator, Christmas is in the summer.
There you go. Who knew? I mean, I didn't know.
But, hey, that's what iPhone apps are for. Check it out.
We need to Google that. I think we're getting a story. Is that true?
Google it.
I knew I should have paid attention in school.
Stay in school, kids.
Couldn't help it. I was in the back talking. Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, shall we begin?
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about our announcements here before I throw it back to my wonderful producer. He's being such a great sport right now with my rambling on and on. So announcements. The Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for February, my birthday month, will be aired on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, so check it out. And next Friday on the Josie Show, joining me for our Valentine's Day show full of love, will be James Michael Miller, Johnny Say, and Greg Camp. So please make sure you check that out, full of love on the Josie Show. Also, it's going to be a very, very interesting show, so please make sure you do not miss it next week. I had too much candy. I'm sorry. If you would like to say a little something to a loved one that you would like us to air for you on our Valentine's Day show, please email a message to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com before this upcoming Wednesday, and we would love to air it. I mean, come on, tell the person that you love how much they mean to you by coming on and spilling your heart out on worldwide radio. They would love it.
If you're a guy who wants to totally avoid the Valentine's thing, buy her an obnoxious squirrel that puts pudding in her shoes. She will leave you.
Nope. Seriously, let's just go on with the Valentine's Day. We don't need that. We don't need that, okay? I've had enough pudding for one day, okay? Okay? But, yes, that's very romantic. I would love that. So do it. Send us your message. And also, on our special edition for February, it'll be on Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Bobby Flores. So please make sure you check that out, February 24th.
Hey,
special
Josie,
edition. Yes.
I have a very important safety tip for Valentine's Day because
a lot of people
get engaged on Valentine's Day and there's like an old tradition of putting like the ring in the glass of champagne. You should not do that unless you know the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, that's a really great disclaimer. I've seen that happen, mostly on TV shows, never in real life, but that happens.
Yeah, and also have a coffee filter, because if she does swallow it, you're going to want that thing back.
Oh, not really. She can keep that. I would be like, you put what in my drink? Well, you're not getting that back. Oh, my gosh. Don't do that, guys. Don't do that to us. Yeah, so that's, So note to self for guys, it is not romantic if you put the engagement ring into an edible. Never do that. Tip, okay? All right, there you go. Tip for the day. Thank you, Alan. That's serious. And also a special thank you. Why are you still laughing? That was a good one, wasn't it? I know, I made it funny. I'm so proud.
If you propose and you get down on one knee, stand on an angle so if she says no, she can't kick you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Go to an angle. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's true. That's true.
I always thought the tradition of getting on one knee is so you could look up her skirt and like, get a preview of what you were buying, but I guess I was wrong.
That is not true. My first is like, that is not true. Oh, gosh, Alan. Alan, that's enough of the happy juice for you. We are moving on to a big special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, just please click on the syndication tab on our site, JoseyShow.com, to check out CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio. So please make sure you check it all out. Now I'm throwing it to my wonderful, wonderful producer, who is still laughing at my funny that I just made. I'm very proud of myself. So here she is with our VIP members and outreach program information. Take it away.
Okay, so that was really funny.
Okay, so that was really funny. Okay.
It really was.
I know, right?
I learned some good stuff. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a guy. I'm really glad I'm not a guy.
Poor guy.
I know, poor things. Okay. The abuse. So anyway, a couple of things. Before I get to the VIP members, I wanted to go ahead and tell everybody about a very special little girl. Her name is Kylia Abbott. She was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Her treatment will last about a year at Comer's Children's Hospital, and they're looking to raise some money, which will go directly to the family, to offset expenses, gas, food, and all that kind of stuff while they're staying there during her treatment. Of course, at this event, Tastefully Simple and 31 Reps will be there on hand for the entire time, helping out. And then what it's going to be is it's going to be at, let me take a look here, it's going to be at Trinity Academy of Cheer, and it's going to be an open gym. So each child will be $10 for 3 hours of open gym. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, February 8th. From 4 to 7 p.m., again, at Trinity Academy of Cheer, you get 3 hours of open gym for $10, so bring your children down. The phone number is the address actually is 9162 Trinity Drive, Lake of the Hills, Illinois. So if you're anywhere near Lake of the Hills, Illinois, go on over to Trinity Academy of Cheer. That's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, February 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. Each child will cost $10 for 3 hours of open gym, and you'll be helping out a great, great little girl. So please go ahead and do that. Now, let me also tell you a little bit about our Jersey VIP members. First up, we've got Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Then we have Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Larry J. Massey is at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs is at waynejacobs.co. Brad Howard, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Rick Seaman, you can find at facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3. And our guest tonight, Fraser Newcomb, you can find him at FraserNewcomb.com. For all of these artists, they are all on Facebook, so just go ahead and type their name in the search bar, find them. They will always update their Facebook pages with where they're playing so that you never miss anything. And you can find some information out about Fraser's 2014 U.S. tour on his Facebook page as well. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. If you forget who they are or where they are, you can always go to the VIP membership tab on the Josie Show page at josieshow.com and scroll down. You will find all of our VIP members' pictures along with their links. You can just click right on them, and that'll take you straight to their site so that you don't miss a single thing of what they have happening. All right. Now, we did have some songs left that we were going to play here, Josie.
Tina?
Yes?
I wanted to give you a heads up. Peanut says she's calling in next week with a top 10 Valentine's list. So be afraid.
I'm already afraid.
Yep.
I'm scared. I'm bringing something special to drink.
Okay. On that note.
Let's do some songs.
We do. We have some songs here. So let's play the first one from Tom Perkins, the one that we didn't get to during his interview. Let's play right now called Moonshine. And we will be right back to continue our extravaganza of the music. Here we go.
Here we go.
Way back in the mountains, there's a coal fire burning. There's an old man behind the mule in a field of corn. There's a little mountain stream where the water's cool and clean, and a backwoods hideaway where the good stuff's born. Moonshine, good moonshine, and you don't need a case of beer. A jar and pass it around. Good moonshine. But you don't have to have some special occasion. Any time is right for a hillbilly holiday. All you need is just a little jug of liquid persuasion. But that Mountain Dew will blow your blues away. Moonshine, good moonshine, you don't need a case of beer or a bottle of wine. If you really want to get tore down, you got to get out of the town. Grab a jar and pack it around. That that mountain's gonna pop, I can guarantee you'll be wanting more. Moonshine, good moonshine, you don't need a case of beer or a bottle of wine. If you really wanna get tore down, you gotta get out of the town. Grab a jar and pass it around.
That was Moonshine by Tom Perkins. So now I want to play this very important message, and we'll be right back here on The Josie Show with some more music. So here we go.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you very much for listening to that important message. And we're back here on the Josie Show. And now we are going to play another song here.
Hey, Tina.
Oh, he's talking to you. He's talking to you. Someone's talking to you, Alan.
Tina, you need to update that PSA because there is a way to handle bullies and you just get a bigger bully.
Please make sure you reach out to an adult and not take it upon yourself, okay? These are the examples. These two people are the examples on how not to handle bullying. Go to an adult.
Well, you can take care of a bully if your girlfriend swallows a ring, make him go get it.
Oh, dear Lord.
Go to an adult, people. All right, so now let's play another song here by David Allen that we didn't get to during his interview. So here we go. Sober Way Too Long. Hit it.
I figured I'd grab me up a beer or two, 'cause everyone's
much for tuning in to the Josie Show.
That was a big part, but I got a question.
All right.
Okay, now, let's say you're going to propose to your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. If you give her X-Lax sex, will that, like, ruin the surprise?
Wait, what?
Well, you give her X-Lax, so if she swallows the ring, it'll come right out, but she might catch on.
Oh, my gosh, Alan. Why? How do you think of this stuff? Like, do you, like, I don't even know. But yeah, let's just say, how do you do the traditional engagement, okay? On one knee, give her the ring, say some lovey-dovey stuff, and then there you go. That's
now,
all you got to do. Put it on her finger, nowhere
let's
else.
Face it.
On
if you come home
finger,
one day and you find a fuzzy toilet seat cover and a flower pattern on your bed, yeah, you're going to marry her.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to know. My producer just lost feet, and she's like, I'm glad I lost feet. I don't want to know. Yes. But we are running out of time, and I want to close up the show by playing my song, Teenage Girl, right now. So let's play it. Teenage Girl by Mwah. Good night, everybody. Mwah. Right smooch. Bam. Bye-bye.